says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
This is right where I come
country
in, folks.
Folks can survive.
With that shotgun, the rifle, and the four-wheel drive. Here we are on January 9th, 2017. Our show is live. This is the Trump phenomenon. And we've got, most nights we've got three hosts for you. Paul Fromm in Canada, George in Maryland. I'm James Kelso in North Dakota. And I don't know how many of us are in the cockpit right now. George or Paul, anybody here?
Hey, James, George here. And we admire you very much for... It's a balmy 7 degrees, it looks like, in Grand Forks.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Thursday night's supposed to get close to minus 30.
Is that the absolute?
That's one for the history books.
Wait a minute. Is that the absolute temperature? Minus 30?
Mostly minus clear, 30. Low of minus 26.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, it brightened up your Monday there, Jay.
Yeah. Minus 26. Okay. Folks, I'll tell you what, you know, I commiserate on the show about cold and things like this. And we talk about global warming and the coming ice age, which is it going to be, folks? Well, I don't think it's going to be global warming, but the, just to, you know, brighten things up, you know what, in the far north of our country here, the cold, it's wonderful up here. And the demographics are wonderful. It's enough reason alone to be up here. But it is cold. It only bothers you if you do something like take off your gloves and grab onto your shovel, and then, or you grab onto the latch handle on your garage.
Got it. Remind me not to do that.
Yeah, it happens so fast, folks. You don't realize how much it hurts till you get back in the house. And it takes a while to stop hurting. But anyway.
Well, it got down to 9 degrees here in the Mid-Atlantic over the weekend, and that was no fun either. I mean, it's not minus 26, but it's cold. That's part of the pride of being of our bloodline, James. We get to live in cold places.
Yep. Well, let's get on to the show here, and we do have a lot of callers from cold places like Wisconsin and Montana and Wyoming and Idaho, so and Michigan. So the place to call live here is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we will take your calls. I missed a couple of folks last night. I apologize to you folks. You've got first dibs here. Rain checks issued to everybody who's ever missed getting in. It's always my fault if we don't get everybody in. So don't get sore at me. Just get even and call in. You've got a rain check, I promise you. We've got some good news tonight. Of course, Donald Trump is all about good news. There is nothing but good news coming from Donald Trump. Today, some of the best news. Let's go. I've got a video clip here that kind of introduces good stuff that happened today. Let's go to this news clip from, I don't know who it is, one of the media companies. But they're talking about the jobs that Donald Trump is bringing to our country even before he becomes president. A lot of jobs. Here we go. This news report.
Beyond the bright lights of Big productions introducing new models. The biggest presence at the Detroit Auto Show is President-elect Donald Trump. He's not visiting the show, but he's on the mind of everybody here who realize Trump wants more auto jobs created in the U.S., not overseas. So Fiat Chrysler has announced plans to hire 2,000 more workers as it expands Jeep production in Michigan and Ohio. President-elect Trump tweeted about the decision, saying, "It's finally happening. Fiat Chrysler just announced plans to invest $1 billion in Michigan and Ohio plants, adding 2,000 jobs."
The timing may have coincided with this incredible emphasis that Trump is making on sort of American-made products and American production. But I think the substance of the announcement was inside the House for months.
Jeep's move comes a week after Ford scrapped plans to add a plant in Mexico in favor of expanding a current one in Michigan, where it now says it will build a new version of the Bronco SUV.
There's a lot of love out there. You go on lots of websites on Bronco advocates, and we're bringing that vehicle back in 2020.
GM CEO Mary Barra says her company has no plans to change where it builds vehicles, which includes Mexico. In fact, GM and Fiat Chrysler are among the biggest importers from south of the border. The question is how quickly those numbers could change if the president-elect succeeds in getting a border tax on Mexican-made.
I'm going to pause it right there, folks. That was Mark Fields, the CEO of Ford that you just heard, feeling the love for Donald Trump and the Fiat executive who was pretending that they wanted to move those jobs back to Michigan, Ohio anyway. His name was Mark Scioni. He was making that up, I'm sure. But there's an interesting graphic on my screen right now. In 2016, the made in Mexico cars sold in the U.S. This is an interesting number, George. I've never seen this anywhere. So somebody did some good research. Number one was GM, which brought 438,000 cars across the border. Second was Fiat Chrysler, who brought 386,000 cars back into the U.S. And folks, of course, these are all cars that were once made in America. Renault, Nissan, brought 361,000 cars across the border. Let me write these down. Ford brought 334,000 cars across the border. And the I'm sure there are others, but those are the big four. That is, well, let me just do, see, that 700,000 plus 600,000, that's 1,300,000. That is almost 1.5 million cars, folks. That's a lot of autos, George.
Yeah, and what's happening, Jamie, is I was reading something in the Globe and Mail about that myself today. What's happening is that the jobs are being exported, so the cars can be made cheap in Mexico and then transported back to the United States or Canada and sold to workers if they can afford the car now that they've lost their jobs. It's absolutely wrong. And it's different from the way the auto pact works between Canada and the United States. There it's an efficiency of scale. A lot of cars are assembled in Canada and parts made in the States and vice versa. But the dollar value turns out to be about a wash. In the end, Canada exports to the United States about the same amount that it imports in terms of autos. It works well, whereas what's happening with Mexico is that some of the big auto companies are using cheap labor and sacrificing American jobs, and yet the cars aren't cheaper, are they?
Yeah, I heard Paul Craig Roberts describing that wage differential. You're more hip on economics than I am, George. Paul Craig Roberts described the practice as labor arbitrage, and I'm going to look that up and see what that really means, but Paul Craig Roberts is educating me. In other words, exploiting cheap labor and trying to avoid paying heads of families in America a living wage. But that 1.5 million cars coming out of Mexico, Paul, what's a typical price on a car nowadays? At least $30,000, right? $30,000 in that area? Okay. 30,000 times 1.5 million, folks, is $30,500,000,000. that should, all of it, have stayed in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And
the, hey, James, what's coming yep. out of this is, like you said, this was totally unheard of. Imagine a senior George Bush had said, okay, I am now going to threaten the automobile industry, bring your cars back to America or I'm going to kill you or I'm going to tax you. He would have been thrown out on his ear. But we've shown what traitors we've had for the last 40 years. He hasn't even started being the president yet, and the stampede to get back in the United States has already started.
Yeah. And to show you how egregious this has all been, you know, I think of myself as being pretty up on things and following things closely. This is my first time that my eyeballs have seen the actual numbers of cars shipped from Mexico into the U.S. I've heard the talk about it and so on. That, you know, lots of cars. That's all I knew. Lots of cars. Well, now, because Trump is a real businessman, he deals in the real world, and a businessman wants to know how many cars, how much money, how many jobs. He wants exact data, unlike a fuzzhead like George Bush. So we didn't find out these things. They weren't and the media wasn't coughing up or researching these numbers. But here I am. I'm looking at a Nightly Business Report. That's the website here. And I'm actually finding out the facts. And you know, until you identify a problem, you can't fix it. So here we are, Paul and George. We Americans are now finding out how many of the cars that used to be made in Detroit are now made in Guadalajara.
Yeah, and there are several reasons for the decline of Detroit. Perhaps the biggest reason being, the fact that blacks have run it since 1968, and there have been a series of absolutely corrupt, disgusting mayors. But in addition to that, a lot of jobs are being bled out of Michigan, and that hurts blacks as well as whites. And where have they gone? They've gone to Mexico by policy. This has been done with the connivance of both the Republicans and the Democrats, beginning with Bill Clinton and Obama, and then Bush 1 and Bush 2. Bush 2, I guess. They're all in on it, and Trump has cut right through it. And I think, you know, while you might say Carrier is big but not that big, when he twisted the arms of Ford, I think he sent a huge message to everybody. If the president of the United States can stare down Ford Motor Company, others had better get with the program or be prepared to do some suffering.
Well, yeah. Others, hey, Paul and James, I'm thinking, you know, it's good to start with the auto industry, but almost all consumer products, everything you can think of from office supplies, bed linens, computers, they come on those gigantic container ships that are a mile long, pull into Long Beach Harbor, and it takes a week to unload it. You know, so our entire economy is coming across the Pacific Ocean, and you're right. He's cut right through it. How long is it going to take? We can pray that one day we're going to go into a Walmart, and all the products will be made in America again. We can hope for it. I know that that's the agenda, exactly the opposite of what we had the last 40 years.
Yeah, in one of his campaign appearances, I remember hearing Donald Trump say, he was either talking about Long Beach, which is near his golf course there in Palos Verdes, or I think he was talking about Port Hueneme. And at Port Hueneme, there's a specialized port there, folks, where they bring in these car ships that hold thousands. One ship holds thousands of cars. It's mind-boggling. And Trump described watching it. He said, I couldn't believe what I saw. These cars were coming off the ship, zoom, 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 zoom. They weren't coming off slowly. They were like racing, a hundred upon hundreds and hundreds of cars zooming onto the dock. And he was, you know, as a businessman, he was just, you know, his brain was going cha-ching, cha-ching, 10 grand here, 10 grand there.
He's right. How come that ship isn't pulling into Shanghai with our cars going over there?
And notice also, folks, that all this news that Donald Trump is generating, causing to happen, And let's connect now Donald Trump with us as patriots, as nationalists, you know, and all the things we've been trying to achieve for decades. Notice that Donald Trump is achieving this in big chunks. We're only hearing numbers in the billions. We're not hearing anything about a $10 million deal or a $5 million deal or 24 jobs saved here. We're hearing about thousands of jobs and billions of dollars. Donald Trump shoots high. He thinks big, and we're the beneficiaries right now.
You know, George was talking about the other industries besides the auto industry, and I've got a story, and it has got to be over 10 years old, because I remember Sam Francis sitting there at the around the table, and it was a meeting of the board of directors of the Council of Conservative Citizens. Well, Sam left us in 2005. So, okay, the story is at least 11 years old. And one of the women, one of the members of the board of directors had been tasked to go to research getting some new T-shirts and baseball caps and so on with the Council of Conservative Citizens logo on it to replace the older ones that I guess were no longer quite suitable. So she had come back. She had been tasked with this a few months before, and she reported back that she was very disappointed. Now, she lived in South Carolina, and that was, of course, one of the big textile states in the United States. And she said she was unable to find anybody that could supply, you know, T-shirts and baseball caps with the Council of Conservative Citizens logo, which were made in the United States. She could get them from Taiwan. She could get them from other places in Asia. Finally, at a subsequent meeting, she said she had finally located an American supplier. But basically, the thriving textile industry of yesteryear had been basically just flushed out to other countries. And that really hammered across to me the devastation that's been inflicted on American industry and Canadian as well.
Yeah, Donald Trump made a big point. He had to search and dig to find somebody to make Make America Great Again hats, and he did that. Let's go to we're going to have some more great news. We've already got Bill in Wisconsin. Holding on the line. Bill, hang on. We're going to do a few of Donald Trump's tweets. We're also going to talk about some more of this good jobs news. I mean, and this, by the way, folks, is highlighted on Matt Drudge's page today. He's got link after link to great stories of jobs returning to America. But here are Donald Trump's tweets since the set of tweets we dealt with yesterday, Sunday. It is, he says, the dishonest media, this is his first tweet today, 22 hours ago, the dishonest media says Mexico, and notice that adjective there, folks, the dishonest media. And Donald Trump, you know, he talks about the failing, he always puts in a juicy, sweet adjective, like the failing New York Times, the lying Washington Post, the dishonest media. In our lifetimes, never. That's the language Paul Craig Roberts used in this interview. It's kind of sticking in my mind with Max Kaiser. He said, Paul Craig Roberts is older than we are even. And he said, in my lifetime, I've never seen anything like this. You know, a president of the United States talking this way never has happened in my lifetime. Trump tweets today, dishonest media says Mexico won't be paying for the wall if they pay a little later so the wall can be built more quickly. So, and then here's Trump's summary. The media is fake. So in other words,
yes.
Media is fake. I love that. Now, the sentence is pretty compact language here that you use on Twitter. But what he's saying is, of course, we're going to build the wall right away. Donald Trump's promising, I'm going to build that wall right away. Of course, we have to finance it. You know, the contractors have to be paid right now up front. And Donald Trump will extract that money from Mexico, you know, post haste. But the media is lying, saying, now Mexico's not paying. And then Trump points out that's just a tricky, deceptive, lying. They are fakers. We've got a little break coming up here. Bill, hang on. We'll have you right after the break. Stay tuned, folks.
are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
We're back, folks.
Thank you, Merle. And let's go to Bill. Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, you're on the air.
Yeah, greetings, gentlemen. I was watching the news today, and on the Trump situation, there were two significant things. Donald came out with Mr. Ma from China there, who evidently runs Alibaba, which is one of these Chinese companies. And the impression that I had, since Donald is, you know, a big, tall guy, Mr. Ma is kind of a short fellow, I thought, well, you know, Donald has his pet chink, and he's bringing him out. But evidently, this fellow's going to provide jobs for small business. He's going to work on small business situation. The other thing that occurred was Henry Kissinger talking about Jared Kushner, who's going to be advising Donald Trump in the White House. And We know how important it is to have someone from the tribe, you know, directly there controlling the situation. So I don't know if you gentlemen saw those things today, but would you care to comment?
Yes, I would. And, you know, I run this show, Bill, on the premise that we're not in a closet anymore and that we're not, hunkered down in underground. And so I run this show thinking, I hope Donald Trump is listening to us right now. I hope Steve Bannon is listening to us right now. I hope that Jeff Sessions is listening right now. And I hope that the gentleman with whom Donald Trump met, who is Jack Ma, I hope he's listening right now. And so I want to make two comments on what you're doing, Bill, because when we were, we couldn't figure out enough ways to be losing. When you're losing, you get bitter and you sound bitter and you sound not you, not you personally, but our little tiny movement is not used to success and it's not used to having a chance to actually regain our country. So Donald Trump is very enthusiastic about Jack Ma. So it's no need to insult him, personally. There's no need to call him a name. He's a big businessman, and I'll read you what Donald Trump says about him. He compliments him as a great Chinese, very proud of his country, and also he loves America. So I'm looking at the picture of Jack Ma here in the USA Today story. And then also, as far as Kissinger and Jared Kushner are concerned, it's a stretch, George, or Bill, rather. It's a stretch to say, that if there's a Jewish person around Donald Trump, this is a person controlling Donald Trump. That's just a stretch, Bill. Nobody's controlling Donald Trump. And it's not possible. In other words, living in a phone booth, as we have for decades, it's possible to say, well, we're not going to have a single Jewish person in this phone booth with us. But in the United States of America and on the world scene, you are going to have – Donald Trump is going to have powerful and important Jewish people in his administration. I mean, there isn't any other way that happens. And he will have powerful and important and black people in his administration, like Dr. Ben Carson. So, it's – and we – one of the aspirations of the show, Bill, is I want to be – if Donald Trump is listening to the show, if Steve Bannon's listening to the show, I want them to say to themselves as they listen to the show, hey, good comment, or I like this show. Let me bookmark this show. I don't want them, Bill, to be saying, to hell with these guys.
Wouldn't be you, James. It would be Bill in Wisconsin.
No,
and,
no.
I'm a big boy.
Boy,
I can take it.
You are a big boy.
Mr. Kushner's not the only.
But hang on. We've got a break. We've got a break that overrules both of us. We're going to come back with your last thought there, Bill. It's very important. Stay tuned, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
About 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store without having to stop and rest. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
Oh, it's clear, folks. It wasn't that clear back when Buffalo Springfield recorded that song, but it's gotten crystal clear by now. And Bill, are you still with us?
I guess.
Okay, I love you, brother. I just want to say that it's a new world for us. I'll have a headline in just a bit about what's going on in Davos, Switzerland. They realize it's a new world for them. They're going to start their Davos meeting, their new world order meeting next week. And they're quite aware that everything's changed for them. It's changed for all of us. I don't want to live in a closet, Bill. I want this incredible individual who embodies so many of the things that we patriots believe in. I want to be well regarded by him and by people around him. I want to be as connected as we possibly can. And so I don't want to, you know, launch gratuitous insults, and I don't want to jump to conclusions or, you know, be suspicious or leery, because the result of that, Bill, is that, as I say, and these are busy folks. Steve Bannon's a busy guy. If he's tuned into this show and he's listening and he hears somebody just make an offhand comment that's you know, pretty rough, he's going to go cross those guys off, and he'll move on to something more productive from his point of view. And so I don't want to do that, because for the next 8 years, Donald Trump is going to be running the show. And
well,
so
all our little I would say, James,
yes,
is keep your eyes open. And
but you don't need to keep repeating it.
Make sure that when they're passing the Kool-Aid around, that you get a glass that just has Kool-Aid in it.
Yeah, but Bill, don't be so cynical.
The thing that I'm concerned with, and Michael Rivero's been saying this, that, you know, Trump, we all love him. We all want to see it succeed. But we are very much afraid that they are going to pull the plug on the economy. We have all this talk. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to be beautiful. But there are individuals on top that when they make the decision, okay, to plunge the world into a depression, it'll come. And
okay.
I hope
okay,
that
Bill, I understand it. But you can't – I got you, Bill. You don't need to tell me or Paul or George to keep our eyes open. We don't do anything else. That's all we've ever been doing. You know, and we're not dumb bunnies. But when you're talking about billions of dollars, tens of thousands of jobs coming back to America, that's not smoke and mirrors, and that's not a plunging economy. So
at the same time that these jobs are coming, and that is great. The retail figures, brick and mortars, are shutting down. Thousands of jobs are going to be lost.
But Bill,
in
here's
that
your homework.
Area.
I've got a homework assignment for you. In your next fall, in your next phone call, as you scan through the news, find a positive item and bring it to us. Okay, because you've got a track record here of bringing downers. Okay, bring us something that is uplifting. There are good things happening. So don't pick and choose. When you say keep your eyes open, is it if all you're seeing as you scan the horizon is what's, you know, is negative things, is that having your eyes open if you're missing all the good things going on? That's not having your eyes open. That's looking
realistic.
At things.
It's not being
realistic. You're going to see the good, the bad, and the ugly. But you got to put.
I've pointed out many times that I am very favorable as far as Trump.
But bring us that. Bring us that.
No one worked harder than I did. I still have a sign that I had painted commercially in my yard. It's still
beautiful.
Up.
It's why why I love you. But you know, you may be unaware of it yourself. You know, bring us a piece of positive news. It doesn't make you into some kind of a, you know, you know.
Jeff Sessions is great. Jeff Sessions is great.
Now we're going to talk about Jeff. I'm going to switch to Jeff Sessions. We're going to talk about the police response. These are guys who don't live with their eyes closed. Their eyes are open. Our next story, Bill, is going to be the police reaction to Jeff Sessions as their boss, as their attorney general. All right. Thanks, buddy. Thank you.
James, I share Bill's concerns, and we know the terrible things that the organized Zionism has done to the United States, the wars for Israel, the immigration invasion, a lot, not all, but a lot of the poison in the mass media. I don't see, and I agree with you, I don't see how Trump could get elected without at least being seen not to be utterly hostile to these people. He didn't get much support from the organized Jewish groups, almost none at all. He doesn't owe them a whole lot. I think what he has to do is try to push his agenda and keep them at bay. Now, you know, and I understand people who think, oh, no, he's just a tool. He's just a, you know, it's all phony. I don't believe that. He's already done so much. And even if he had lost, he'd already done so much. Opening discussion on these taboo topics like immigration, illegals, criminals coming into the United States, and maybe some groups of people who shouldn't be allowed in, like Muslims, or at least radical Muslims, if you can figure out who they are. No, I think Trump's the real deal. Obviously, you know, I think we should be cautious, but I see that he's done a great deal of good thus far. So, I think we should back him.
And now let me just a little to underscore what Paul just said. I'm looking at my copy of the Occidental Quarterly, the print magazine. Which really is, it's a book, it's so beautiful, and it's so well bound, edited by American Freedom Party director Kevin B. McDonald. And one of the really great articles that I'm enjoying tonight before I went on the show is by Raymond Walters, who I believe is Jewish. Raymond Walters, and his article is called Rushton's Question. And he says, some years ago, evolutionary psychologist J. Philip Rushton asked me as an historian the following question. Why have modern historians unlearned so much that was known and understood in 1900? And it just goes on to get better and better from there. It's a brilliant, brilliant article in Kevin McDonald's edited magazine. And in the previous edition, well, this is the spring edition, 2016, the lead article is Why Education Reform Failed by the self-same Raymond Walters. So, you know, is Raymond Walters there to control Kevin McDonald? I don't think so. And I don't think Jared Kushner is there to control Donald Trump or, you know. So now let's go to what was the story I was just promising? Paul or George, can you remember? We were going to go. Oh, Jeff Sessions. Let's go to Jeff Sessions because the confirmations are very important this week. We have to rush through this. Here's a headline from The Hill. Law enforcement, eyes open here, Bill. Law enforcement sees Jeff Sessions as a police-first attorney general. Police and law enforcement officials are backing Senator Jeff Sessions, Republican senator from Alabama, as Donald Trump's pick to lead the Department of Justice. Law enforcement groups view Sessions as someone who will bring a police-first mentality to justice that they say was absent during President Obama's 8 years in office. In Sessions, they see a traditional law and order style enforcer who they believe will repair the relationship between the feds and local police that has grown frosty in the Obama administration. Sessions is backed by key figures from within several prominent police groups, including the Fraternal Order of Police, the nation's largest police union, the Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association, the National Association of Police Organizations, and the National Sheriff's Association. Now, quote, we have about a 20-year relationship with Jeff Sessions from his time in the Senate on the Judiciary Committee and our members in Alabama who worked with him, both a state attorney general and a U.S. attorney. And the best way to sum it up is that we don't have anything bad to say about Jeff Sessions, FOP Executive Director Jim Pasco told The Hill. He has extraordinary insight into the demands and stresses of a police officer's life and also has a real reverence for the rule of law. It sounds corny, but it's true, and that's what our members pray for in a prosecutor. Obama's attorney, and look, Bill, this is what talk about going from hell to heaven. Obama's attorneys general, Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch, prioritized investigations into police practices, particularly in minority communities. That focus, blah, 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 you know where that's going to go from there. So for these police, I remember Rudy Giuliani saying at a campaign appearance when Donald Trump was still candidate Donald Trump, primary candidate Donald Trump, Giuliani said, he paused for a second, he said, you know, I see a lot of police. Police are all around me. It's part of my life. I have security teams. I have to. And he said, you know what? I can't think of a cop I've ever met who doesn't support Donald Trump. So there's something. Something's going on there. Let's go. And as I say, Bill, I'm not being hard on you. I love you. I love you, brother. But I just want you to keep in mind, we're not talking inside our movement phone booth anymore. We're hoping, anyway, that greater America, including the Trump train, is listening to us. Let's go to William in Montana. You're on the air, William.
My name's Paul and George. What's the best way to go about doing our job the next 8 years? I've been thinking about this a lot, and I like to tell a real short story. A long, long time ago, as a young cowpoke just starting out on his first day on the ranch, new jeans, new hat, new boots, the first thing I noticed was how hard it was going to be not to step in all the piles of bull-ess. Seeing this, one guy came over to me and said, kid, if you want to do good in this job, just watch old Jake over there, because he's the best there is. So that's what I did. And as I watched old Jake carrying a saddle across the corral, he stepped directly in three big piles of bull-ess. It was disgusting. At first, I thought maybe he didn't see them because of the saddle. But when he came back, empty-handed, he stepped in them again. Noticing the look on my face, he came over to me and said, "Son, we've got a lot of work to do here. And as everybody knows, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. If you're worried about getting bull ass on your boots, you're in the wrong business." So the first thing we all need to do is stop worrying about stepping in the bull ass, because it's everywhere. That's what all these politically correct rules and admonitions and laws are, bull ass. And no matter what details they throw in our face, these piles of bull ass are all designed for one purpose. That's to make us walk around in circles so we can't get the job done.
Hey, William, I love it. And I just throw it in quickly because it's, you know, but my own story of working in on a horse farm in Missouri in the wet winter. And I remember walking through a horse paddock where I was up to my knees, and it wasn't like you stepped. It wasn't you stepped in it. That's all there was. Yeah. you either walked through it almost up to your knees, or you got another job. And it didn't hurt. It didn't hurt. I never, you know, nothing. I said, "Wow, how is this going to turn out?" Turned out just fine. Just wash it
That's
off.
That's a great story, William. I love that story. You got to tell that again on the weekend show.
Yeah. Hoorah!
Okay. All right, William. You know, we're going to run out of time here. You know, that's the only thing. I told you, folks, you know what's wrong with this show. We all know what's wrong with this show. It's too short.
James, we still have 14 minutes.
Yes, we do. And so let me just try to summarize a few good things here. Let's go back to Donald Trump's tweets. We want to put him front and center. He is more important than we are. That's one other thing I want to get folks to appreciate. In our phone booth and our movement, we've gotten pretty self-important about ourselves. Actually, Donald Trump is actually a bigger event on the horizon than we are. He says, "Thank you." This is his last tweet. Just a new one. 26 minutes ago. Maybe I think he was listening to our show. And here he is. He's tweeting to us, folks. "Thanks. Thank you to all of the men and women who protect and serve our communities 24/7, 365. And then he tweets Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, and he has a whole graphic of a whole bunch of law of himself with all these different police departments that he met with on the campaign trail, and there were many of them, and boy, do they love him. Then his previous tweet 4 hours ago, an old picture with Nancy and Ronald Reagan with a young debonair Donald Trump, boy, much younger, and shaking hands with Ronald Reagan. By the way, in Kansas City, Missouri, I got a chance to shake hands with Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan. But there's Donald Trump. And then the previous tweet 13 hours ago, Ford said last week that it will expand in Michigan and the U.S. instead of building a $1 billion plant in Mexico. Thank you, Ford. Thank you, Fiat Chrysler. And he says it's finally happening. Fiat Chrysler, well, we heard this earlier. And then he says, this was nice. His quote, his comment on the Golden Globes, he said, "Meryl Streep, one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood, doesn't know me, but attacked me last night at the Golden Globes." Now, I love this. She is a Hillary flunky who lost big. And he says, "For the 100th time, I never mocked a disabled reporter. I would never do that. But I simply showed him groveling when he totally changed a 16-year-old story that he had written in order to make me look bad. Just more very dishonest media." And so Donald Trump, this is reassuring to me, to all of us, Bill. The Donald Trump that we came to know and love on the campaign trail is not hype. He's not hot air. He's now president, and he's saying exactly the same things, exactly the same way he said them. And the only thing that's changed is, instead of just talk, it's now action. $1 billion here, $1 billion there, 1,000 jobs here, 1,000 jobs there. And boy, there you go. Let me just see. You know, one thing, when I do miss some of you callers, it's because I don't scroll down the caller list on shows. So I'm seeing here that, William, you are the last caller on the list. We might be able to squeeze another call in our final segments, folks. So if you want to call in, 800-313-9443. George or Paul, any good news or vital points that you'd like to make as we wind up our show?
Well, I think you ticked off a really important one with the continuing Trump leadership on jobs, bringing jobs back to America. This is setting a really good tone, and I think while the Democrats and others may have some questions about some of the at the nomination hearings this week, I think Donald Trump's nominees are going to sail because there's a lot of wind behind him for what he's done. He's really showing leadership.
Yeah, and then our last segment, folks, I'm going to come back where there's a great story. Apple wants to increase jobs in Arizona. I'll come with a Jack Ma story. He wants to create 1 million jobs in the U.S. This is this Chinese Jack Ma. We'll be right back after this break.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm going to cut right into the break, folks. I'm thank you, engineer. Hate to cut off Merle Haggard. Let's go to this. Is this optimism justified? Here's a story out of Deutsche Bank. Trump's plans could double the U.S. GDP growth by 2018, Deutsche Bank says. Listen to this. President-elect Donald Trump's policies have the potential to trigger a new age in U.S. economic growth that could serve as a global template, according to a Deutsche Bank forecast. Gross domestic product growth would be double its current level under an agenda that cuts regulations across a broad swath of critical sectors, enacts tax reform that slashes personal and corporate taxes, that's your taxes, folks, and calls for at least $1 trillion in improvements for bridges, roads, and other public projects. Here's a quote from Deutsche Bank. This policy mix has the potential of reigniting productivity growth and raising U.S. growth potential. David Folkerts Landau, chief economist at Deutsche Bank, said in a report for clients. He says, I love this quote, Paul. While Trump introduces higher uncertainty, this is better than the near certainty of the continuation of a mediocre status quo. He says the impact may not be felt immediately, but once the new agenda kicks in, it will serve as a game. Here's his quote, a game changer for the U.S. economy, Folkerts Landau added. In raw numbers, that would push 2017 growth to 2.4% and 2018 to 3.6%. By way of comparison, the economy has grown an average of about 1.6% a year under Barack Obama. The worst recovery since the Great Depression. And Obama is the first president since Herbert Hoover beat Al Smith not to see at least 3% growth for a calendar year. U.S. growth will benefit the entire world economy, according to Deutsche Bank, which has raised its 2017 global forecast. Donald Trump did this, folks. He's raised the entire planet's forecast from 3% growth to 3.4%. That's a lot of jobs. That's a lot of well-being for a lot of people. And get this, a little more detail here. One of the broad keys for the Trump economy will be a shift away from one that relies on aggressive monetary policy. That's Janet Yellen and the Fed. Zero interest rates, trillions in Fed money printing, to fiscal policies focused on more broad-based growth, real growth, that will stretch from Wall Street to Main Street. And so, in other words, folks, instead of a fake boom in the stock market, which Obama has created with funny money, this will be real productivity growth, real jobs. We're going to run out of time, but I wanted to leave you with that positive note. I didn't get to cover the story about Arizona. Apple wants to bring jobs to Arizona big time. That's a good one. And then another great one, which is that our enemies are peeing in their boots. The Davos meeting, I didn't get to read you that headline. It's beautiful. They are aware that populism is on its way. And
it's on the march, Jay.
It's on the march. So we'll have to cover these stories and others tomorrow. As you notice, Trump's doing more in any given day than Paul, George, and I can talk about in our radio show. So that's good. And we'll see y'all back here in the Trump Phenomenon Clubhouse tomorrow night. Thanks. See you then.
Okay.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders. and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's getthetea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.